Hello, everyone, and welcome to...
Tell me a story, Mama.
And who is here today?
Ethan.
And?
A Minion from Despicable Me.
A Minion. Hi, Minion. And we have our kitty, Luna, here, too. Our kitty, La Luna. She's here. Okay, so we are going to read an oldie but a goodie called Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Does anyone know the story? An oldie but a goodie, it means that it's an old story, but it's always good still. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's a saying that people say sometimes.
It looks new.
So this is Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Let's see. And this book is actually from H-E-B. It's our grocery store over here in Texas. And this book, this book belongs to Fatty Patty. Do you remember what that was? I think that was Grandma's nickname, wasn't it? When she was little, wasn't it? Do you remember that? Huh? Yeah, then you got hold of that when she said that, and then you never stopped saying it, I think. So, when you were little, that's what you wrote. So this is adapted by Bill Shockey and illustrated by James Finch. Okay. Once upon a time... That's the most common line of a fairy tale, right? There were three bears. A great big papa bear, a middle-sized mama bear, and a little baby bear. One morning, mama bear made some porridge for breakfast. Do you know what porridge is?
Oatmeal.
It's like oatmeal. Yeah, you're right. But it was much too hot to eat. The three bears decided to go for a walk while their porridge cooled on the table. That's actually a good idea. We should make some porridge and then go for a walk while it cools down, right? In the morning?
Or find an orphan in the house.
Yeah, that would be odd to find. We don't want to find anybody in the house when we get back, though. Nearby in the forest, a young girl named Goldilocks became lost while she was picking flowers. As she wandered about, she saw the cozy little cottage that was the home of the three bears. She knocked, then tried the front door and found that it was not locked. Well, they should have locked their door, right? Goldilocks entered the door and saw the three bowls of porridge on the table. "Oh, I am very hungry, and it smells so good," the little girl said out loud. She tasted a spoonful of porridge from the big bowl and said, "This is much too hot." Then she took a bite from the middle bowl of porridge and said, "This is much too cold." Then she took a spoonful out of the smallest bowl. She said, "This one is just right." And she ate up all the porridge. Goldilocks saw three chairs by the fireplace. She thought, "I am very tired and would like to rest by the warm fire." First, she sat in Papa Bear's chair. "This chair is much too big," she cried. She next sat in Mama Bear's chair and said, "This chair is much too soft." Then she sat in the smallest chair that belonged to Baby Bear and said, "Oh, this chair is just right." Suddenly, the chair leg snapped and she fell to the floor with a bang. She broke their chair. She was too big for it, maybe? Then Goldilocks thought, "I am very tired and would like to take a nap." She climbed the stairs to find a place to rest and found three beds. She made herself at home in this house, right? Really easily. She first tried Papa Bear's bed. "This bed is much too hard," she said. Then she tried Mama Bear's bed and said, "This bed is much too soft." Next, Goldilocks lay down on Baby Bear's bed. "Ah, this bed is just right," she said, and she fell fast asleep. Just about that time, the three bears headed home from their walk. They knew right away that someone had been in their cottage. How do you think they knew right away?
The door was open.
Yeah, maybe the door was open, right? Someone has been eating my porridge, said Papa Bear. Someone has been eating my porridge, said Mama Bear. Baby Bear said, someone has been eating my porridge. And look, now it's all gone. He doesn't have any food anymore. The three bears walked over to the fireplace. Someone has been sitting in my chair, said Papa Bear. Someone has been sitting in my chair, said Mama Bear. Baby Bear said, someone has been sitting in my chair. And look, now it's all broken. The three bears quietly went up the stairs. Papa Bear took one look at his bed and said, someone has been sleeping in my bed. Mama Bear said, someone has been sleeping in my bed. Baby Bear said, someone has been sleeping in my bed. And look, there she is. Oh, they woke her up.
Then the police.
Then the police, yeah. Suddenly, Goldilocks woke up from her nap and saw the three bears. She jumped out of the bed, went down the stairs as fast as she could, and ran right out of the door. And the three bears never saw little Goldilocks again.
Nice. She got arrested.
No, it didn't look like that. Uh-uh. The end. That was it. She just left. And then little bear had no porridge and no chair. I'm sure that they made some more for them.
And a stinky bed.
And
the bed was filled with, like, strands of golden hair.
So that's Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bye.